And hello, everybody. Welcome to Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain, another chance to look at some great theater that is coming to and going on in the city of Chicago. And you're going to want to go to this one because, hey, we don't just entertain you, we feed you. The show we're going to talk about is called My Big Fat Italian Wedding Murder, a murder mystery by a guy who knows all about murder mysteries and a guy who knows the stage so well because he's been performing for decades in shows, and he's a director and everything from Fiddler on the Roof. Well, if you know me, you know that that got to me when I heard he's done over 3,000 performances of Fiddler. We'll talk all about that. Let me bring him in. Joining me is actor, producer, director, Jimmy Ferraro. Jimmy, welcome to the podcast. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Paul. I'm delighted to be on your show and so happy to be back in Chicago.
Well, absolutely, but you've been here as a performer. I know you've done this murder mystery thing. It is part of your world, part of your business. But out of curiosity, is this a, you know, do you see this as just one part of Jimmy, or is it kind of like, no, I want to do this now even more than acting. This is what I love to do, is to produce these shows.
I've been loving it. I've been producing murder mysteries for, let's see, oh my gosh, it's been since 2002, I believe. It's been a lot of fun writing these murder mysteries and seeing the audience's reaction. They come back again and again because there's always a different killer.
Ah, so things will change. It's not a matter of once you know, you know.
That's right, exactly, because the audience is the detective. They solve the crime.
So we should say, this is not playing, if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to one of the downtown theaters. No, that's not what you're doing. You're actually going to Roscoe Village at a restaurant that's called The Reveler. It's at 3403 North Damon. And I should say, the show runs from April 23rd to May 15th. But who knows, maybe it'll be beyond May 15th. I wouldn't wait. I would see it between April 23rd and May 15th. It's going to run on Saturdays and Sundays, 6 o'clock on Saturdays and 4 p.m. on Sundays. But Jimmy, you had to make a decision when you decided to, it's not just the murder mystery, but we're going to give you a three-course dinner. You almost had to hold it at a restaurant, right? You couldn't go to the Auditorium Theater and do this.
Absolutely. And guess what, Paul? I love to eat. It's a four-course dinner.
Oh, they've upped the courses.
Yes, and it's just like going to a big Italian New York wedding reception. But you know what? The good part is you don't have to bring a gift.
I love it.
And you get to solve the murders.
You know, you've played so many different roles from very early in your career all the way through on In Fiddler on the Roof, everything. I know you were an understudy for the rabbi and you played Tevye. So here you are playing predominantly Jewish roles in so many of these things, yet you are Italian. You say it's like coming to an Italian wedding, but the truth is, Jimmy, if you go to a wedding that's either Italian or Jewish, am I right? You don't know which one you're at.
Oh, absolutely. It's one and the same. We're from the same cloth, so to speak. I spend more time in Anatevka playing a Jew than I've spent in my everyday life as an Italian.
There really is crossover. I have so many Italian friends.
Yes, it's all over the top. Everything's over the top. And this takes place in the 1980s. So, you know, big hair, big mouths, big everything.
Now, at these kinds of events, I mean, because it's a murder mystery, the audience is part of the show, right? There's no way you can not involve them.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing about it is that if you want to participate, fine. If you don't, it's okay just to be a spectator. But once you start and the activities begin, you're going to want to be part of it. And we do lots. We sing, we dance. Of course, we do the chicken dance, and we do the tarantella, all of the usual favorites. We sing That's Amore when the moon hits your eye, like a big pizza pie. Things that everybody would be familiar with, whether they attend an Italian wedding or they certainly saw one in a movie or someone told them about it.
What percentage would you say it's scripted? Because you have to have so much interplay, and I'm guessing improv, what percentage would you say is scripted, and what percentage would you say it's like a Larry David show? We're giving you a concept, and then we'll see what you do.
Well, in this particular show, it's 75% scripted. The rest is improvisation, and the actors actually mingle with the wedding guests, and the wedding guests have money given to them, bribe money, for the suspects to get clues from them.
So the second you walk in,
you're not going to get any clues. You're not going to get any clues unless you put out the payola and bribe the suspects.
I love it. By the way, for the meals, I can already, you hear the questions. Welcome to Chicago. This one's a vegetarian. This one doesn't eat whatever. So is the menu a set menu, or if somebody has a dietary restriction, can that be addressed?
Absolutely. It is a set menu, but if you have any dietary restrictions, when you purchase your ticket, just let us know, and Chef Francisco will be happy to accommodate you.
I love it. Have you taken over the entire Reveler restaurant, or is it a part of the restaurant, and then there might be other diners there that night who don't even, they're not attending the show?
Oh, we're in a separate banquet room. And so there will be other people dining in other rooms, but we have this room just for ourselves, just for the celebration of Frankie and Angelica's wedding.
And I know, Jimmy, you started as an actor. That was your dream as a young boy, and it worked for you. You've been on Broadway. You've toured dinner theaters in Florida. Who hasn't done that? But you were doing all these fantastic shows. I know you were in Chicago. As I said, Fiddler on the Roof is the one that the both of us have such a tremendous passion for. Only you played the role.
Yeah.
So well, at what point in your career did you say, I'm not just about the acting? Because I think early on you were going to be the full-time actor, and at one point you said, no, there's more to do. You became you and your wife teaching so many different things that you do.
Oh, yes. We got married, and we lived in Florida. My wife is an actor as well. She is a Broadway actress. She was one of the stars of the musical Nine on Broadway, which won the 1982 Tony Award for Best Musical on Broadway. And so we had gotten married, and we thought, you know what, we're going to settle down a little bit and see what life has to bring for us. So we started teaching. That actually evolved into us opening our own theater. So we had our own theater in Florida, and I started producing and directing right there and then.
And I know at one point, one of the ways you became a director or enjoyed directing, you were cast in a show of Chicago, am I right? And somehow they lost the director and looked at you and said, you've done this before, you're about to direct the show. Okay.
Boy, oh boy, memories. Yes, that's exactly how it happened. I was in a production of Chicago, which I've done many, many times, as Mary Sunshine. It was at the Cecilwood Playhouse in New York, and we lost the director, and the producer said, Jimmy, you're the only one in the show that's done this before, and you've done it many, many times. Will you direct the show? And I was like, sure, why not? And I knew the choreographer, and he said, we can do this, Jimmy. And that's how that happened. That was my first book musical that I directed.
So I love that you played Mary Sunshine, because given the Fiddler roles and the other shows that you've done, I don't know what you're, I'm guessing are you a tenor in terms of your voice?
I am, but I also have the flexibility to be able to be a baritone as well. But I've been a tenor for many, many years. Now that I'm older, it's dropped some. So
yeah, I know. The reason I asked the question is, as Mary Sunshine, and I know one of the auditions you did, you didn't even go in. They just had to talk to you on the phone and have you sing that role. Because for Mary Sunshine, you're essentially sort of falsetto soprano. So you're really covering the range.
Yes, I've been very blessed with having a voice from day one, from when I was born, and through training and everything, I was able to really have a wide range. There are not too many people that can play that role, and I think that's why I was sought after for so many years and in so many productions. And you're right, which reminded me that, yeah, I did have that audition over the phone and had to sing Mary Sunshine song for the audition, and they hired me right then and there over the phone.
So my Big Fat Italian Wedding and Murder, it gets cast. You've got Laura Blackwell, John Blackwell in this day. How did it get casted? Is this a Chicago-based cast? Are you bringing people in?
This is my Chicago company of my organization, which is Murder Mystery for Hire, Inc. And so I do have now a Chicago company. I had auditions here in Chicago, and I found fantastic talent to be in this show.
And by the way, did you direct? I mean, I'm assuming you kind of directed this show, right? I know you're producing it, you're one of the writers, but did you also kind of direct it so it happens the way you expect it to happen?
Oh, absolutely. I've directed it many times. In fact, this show ran for 2 years in Florida, and then it ran also, I opened a new theater for someone else in North Carolina, and it ran there very successfully as well. So I was just so thrilled to be able to bring it to Chicago. That was one of my dreams.
And I know among your roles, you were Man of La Mancha, you were Nicely in Guys and Dolls, Edna in Hairspray, how fabulous was that? But you worked with some of the greats, I mean, like Jerome Robbins. Who influenced you in your work as director and producer? You worked with some of the best, so who would you say, this is who made a difference in my life?
Jerome Robbins made a humongous difference in my life in many different areas.
That's why I mentioned him, because I knew that had to be the answer.
Oh, my goodness, the god of American musical theater selected me to be in his production, the first national tour of Fiddler, and then again selected me to be on Broadway, and then again selected me to be in the second national tour. And it's changed my life. Because from that experience with Jerome Robbins, so many doors opened up for me as an actor. And then, of course, emulating him as a director. And so many people say, oh, he was a taskmaster, so tough, you know. But he loved Fiddler on the Roof, and he loved the actors in it. And he was just a delight to work with. Yeah, a big influence in my life in show business.
You know, when you hear about these people like Jerry Robbins or Bob Fosse, you know, there's like these, I don't know if it's Jekyll and Hyde or not. I mean, I think you sort of said it. Maybe they were tough to work with because they had an important role to do. I mean, Fiddler on the Roof, that show had problems. It had to be saved. That's why they went to people like Jerry Robbins.
Absolutely. In fact, the original production, when it opened out of town, ran for 5 hours. The curtain didn't come down till 1 a.m. in the morning.
It sounded like Saturday morning services.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, they had a whole Russian wedding scene in addition to the wedding between Muttle and Seipel. I mean, it was just a long, long, drawn-out show, and Jerry had to cut it down so that it would be ready and ripe for Broadway. It's still 3 hours, you know? And Jerry always said, if it's a minute over 3 hours, we don't do the show.
And by the way, it's coming back to Chicago for the 1,000th time. It's going to have another week here this season. I'm sure I'll interview the cast. It was here, you and I talked before the interview, Topol, when I think it was the 40th anniversary, he came through. And so it's just been amazing. But I also know you appeared with, when I was a little kid, and my parents took me to see Fiddler for the first time downtown. It was, should have been with Zero Mostel, but he was off for that particular, I think, matinee, and we had somebody you worked with, because playing Tevye, the understudy, was...
Can I guess?
Sure, go ahead.
I was going to guess Paul Lipson.
That was it, yes.
Paul Lipson, yes, and Paul was in the first national with me as Laser Wolf. He was also understudy for Herschel Bernardi as Tevye, and then also in the same roles on Broadway and in the second national tour as well. He's in, like, the Guinness Book of World Records for the most Tevyes ever played.
And apparently it was Herschel Bernardi, you have to think, for not getting your little Oscar stage debut. I'm not Oscar, but your Tony stage debut.
My goodness, who have you been talking to?
Well,
that is the truth.
Do your homework. Got to do your homework.
He didn't want to do the Tonys. He didn't want to do the Tony Awards. So we didn't get to go, be part of that. And the interesting thing is, I wasn't married at the time, and my wife was on the same year the Tony Awards that I didn't get to be on. So I had to wait a while to meet her.
Well, I was going to say, and I know there's lots of stories where you worked together, you were in the same show, you went to see a show, but you actually, it was many years before you actually met.
Yes, that's the truth. And we met in Florida. I was doing a show down in St. Petersburg, actually the first show of a new theater called The Encore. And Dieta just had finished, I believe it was the national tour of Sweeney Todd with Angela Lansbury and George Hearn. And she went to visit her parents, who had a home in St. Petersburg. And she was just there on vacation. Well, her mother said to her, you know, they just opened a new theater downtown. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you would audition for them and you could be with us and have a vacation while you stay with us? And my wife, Dieta Rowe, she wasn't interested in doing it, but her mother pursued her. Well, she went to the audition, she opened her mouth to sing, and they immediately cast her. I mean, she's got some voice. It was for the role of Jenny Lind, the Swedish soprano in the musical Barnum.
Sure.
So we met the first day that we met, we felt like we knew each other. And then we realized that we had lots of the same friends because, you know, I always say there's only 13 people in show business, especially right. The ones that work all the time. And we know everybody. You know, the people that work in show biz, you kind of know everybody because you're in lots of shows together. And we kind of struck up a little bit of friendship there, even the first day. And 3 weeks later, we were engaged.
Although I think you didn't get married for another 9 months after that.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. You're good, Paul. Yeah, well, we got married 9 months later, and we're going to be married 35 years in September.
Mazel tov to you. It was beshert, as we say. Meant to be. Well, I want people to check out my book. And by the way, I'm assuming you'll be in town for the show, right? We'll see you at some point?
Absolutely. I will be in here, yes, for the whole run of the show. And I'm just so delighted to be back here. And the Reveler has been so wonderful to us. The food is delicious. Just got to come out and see us, guys.
All right, I encourage everybody, my big, fat Italian wedding, Murder, starts on April 23rd, playing through May 15th. Maybe it'll stay longer, we can only hope, but it's only on Saturdays and Sundays, Saturday at 6, Sunday at 4. You're getting dinner, 4 courses, not the 3 I thought. You're getting 4 courses. It's $69, I'm told, and that includes that dinner. So it's a whole evening. You'll have a great time. I love the fact that you said you want to play along, do. You don't. You know, because that's some people are shy, so they don't want to do that. And if you have dietary needs, you'll be able to address that too. It's at the Reveler at 3403 North Damon. That's in Roscoe Village. Convenient for everybody. And people can get tickets, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, but it's at buytix.net, BUYTIX.net. Do I have that site right?
That's right. Yes,
and we'll
that's
put that
right.
on the website as well.
www.buytix.net.
All right. And at some point, when I'm there, hopefully you'll be there, Jimmy. We'll talk, and I'll love to see you in person. And maybe you and I can do a little Sabbath prayer, something from Fiddler, just to know that we've done a duet together.
That sounds fantastic, Paul. I'm so thankful to you for having me on your show today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to meeting you in person at my big, fat Italian wedding, Murder.
You got it. Get tics at buytix.net. Thank you, Jimmy Ferraro.
Thank you, Zygazunt.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnek. That's PaulLisnek. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnek.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes. And tune in each week to hear more Insider Scoop coming to you from behind the curtain.